This summer, the Louisville Bar Association released its latest evaluation of sitting judges in Jefferson County. The report ranks local attorneys' opinions of the judges. And as Zoe Shaver of the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting found, one judge has been ranked at the bottom for her entire term so far.
It's not uncommon for Judge Sandra McLaughlin to chastise a defendant for something as simple as their attire. In this video from her courtroom, the judge jokes with the prosecutor about a defendant's Obama t-shirt. McLaughlin took the bench in 2011. Both judicial evaluations since then have put her at the bottom of the list of district court judges. And her general satisfaction rating this year is the second lowest in the 45-year history of judicial evaluations. It may be McLaughlin's conduct in the courtroom that gets her such low rankings. According to video footage of her proceedings, McLaughlin has a habit of making disparaging comments, like the t-shirt jibe, within earshot of a full courtroom. The comments range from insulting defendants' looks to casually accusing them of crimes they aren't on trial for. McLaughlin says her commentary does not affect the courtroom.
I'm sure that every judge makes comments, probably extrajudicial comments that probably aren't as necessary.
But McLaughlin's attitude is not the only thing attorneys take issue with. McLaughlin often denies public counsel to defendants charged with misdemeanors. When she declined to appoint a public defender to a woman living on disability benefits, Judge David Holton appointed one himself.
In my judgment, it doesn't matter whether you're charged with a felony or a misdemeanor. Those are not part of the criteria when you determine whether a public defender should be appointed. What matters to me is the ability of the defendant to hire counsel.
McLaughlin says she avoids appointing public defenders in cases of low-level shoplifting and the like because the public defender's office receives so many cases. In another case, when a defendant chose to represent himself in court, McLaughlin failed to make sure the defendant was competent to do so. She found him guilty and sentenced him to serve 30 days in jail. When a public defender protested, the prosecution asked McLaughlin to set aside the conviction. She agreed. County Attorney Spokesman Bill Pattison says McLaughlin did not follow procedure in that case.
Anyone representing themselves or a pro se defendant has to be informed about what they're giving up by not having an attorney. It is the judge's duty to inform the defendant. Because that did not happen, it creates a flaw in the case that can be challenged on appeal.
Before becoming a judge, McLaughlin was a prosecutor in the Commonwealth Attorney's Office. 10 years ago, she prosecuted a trial in which the jury acquitted the defendant. Following the trial, McLaughlin grabbed and yelled at one of the jurors. She was fired shortly thereafter. In the wake of recent criticism, McLaughlin claims local defense attorneys don't like her because of her history as a prosecutor.
I mean, they just declared war on a tough judge. I think I'm probably one of the tougher judges. And now, clearly, they're working on trying to keep me from being reelected. And that's fine, but, yeah, the defense bar does not endorse my candidacy for sure.
Matthew Eckert is McLaughlin's opponent in the upcoming election. Eckert was a judge for 25 years before retiring. He says he chose to come out of retirement after several people approached him, asking him to run against McLaughlin. Eckert said McLaughlin's rankings in the judicial evaluations speak for themselves.
One would think that if it were solely a matter of being tough on crime, that those people who used to be prosecutors would rate her fairly highly, and yet that does not seem to be the case.
But McLaughlin questions the ranking's validity.
The evaluation doesn't really give you much insight.
She says she's confident in her performance as a strong, albeit tough, judge.
I'm happy. I think I do a really good job. I work really hard. I show up on time and I work hard. And if sometimes it gets a little frustrating, maybe it does, but everybody in my court is treated fairly, respectfully.
It remains to be seen how McLaughlin will measure up on election day against an opponent with 25 years of experience. As for McLaughlin's claim that local lawyers have declared war on her judgeship, hers may be an uphill battle. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Zoe Shaver.